We're here today because we believe in people first.
Wednesday evening, just hours after President Trump held a campaign fundraiser in San Antonio, Democratic presidential hopeful Julian Castro held his own rally. He told the crowd how it would be if Trump had to hand over the presidency to him.
We'll be on the White House lawn, and the helicopter will be right there in the distance. Right before he walks away to the helicopter, I'm going to tell him, adios.
But before Castro can face off against Trump one-on-one in a national election, he has to beat about 20 other Democrats for the party's nomination.
We have so many candidates because so many Democrats see a shot of beating Donald Trump.
E.J. Dionne is a Washington Post syndicated columnist and a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution.
And I think you've already seen that this field is very fluid with Pete Buttigieg, the mayor of South Bend. His breakthrough, I think, speaks to the possibility of other candidates, including Julian Castro, of breaking through at some point.
Right now, Castro is polling about 1% nationally, but he does have some key attributes that set him apart as a candidate, said Jeffrey Skelly, elections analyst at 538.com.
On paper, Julian Castro makes an interesting case.
He's young and Latino with experience in the Obama administration. This could appeal to millennials, party loyalists, and voters of color.
That's sort of how you see Castro's potential as a candidate. But so far, I would say that it seems like he's not really broken through.
Skelly said Castro needs to find that breakout moment, which could be now. Castro's own story is the perfect response to Trump's border issue.
Each new president is a reaction to the previous one. And so Donald Trump was unquestionably a reaction to Barack Obama. And for Castro, what would be a more obvious reaction to Donald Trump than Democrats nominating a Latino candidate?
Castro understands that his personal narrative has a currency on the campaign trail that most other Democratic candidates lack.
I have seen fully the promise of the American dream for immigrants and the difference that immigrants make in this country. I have a completely different vision for immigration in the 21st century than Donald Trump does.
And being able to speak with authority about this central issue gives Castro an advantage when it comes to grabbing free media.
Julian Castro!
Recently, Castro was on Real Time with Bill Maher.
The obvious issue for you is immigration. You got those people. You got
well,
that issue.
You know, I think people also want to know what's close to your heart, and that's close to my heart.
And that same week, Castro was a guest on
The Breakfast Club.
We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Yes, sir.
Julian Castro.
Good morning.
Y'all. Good to be with you.
A presidential candidate with actual White House experience. That's rare now.
We don't see that much.
Yeah, I served Obama.
A popular nationally syndicated morning radio show with a focus on hip-hop, pop culture, and the black community.
Is it disheartening to see some of the policies you guys put into place getting dismantled?
For sure. Because, and not only that, I believe that this administration takes this attitude that if you're poor, there's something wrong with you.
77% of the show's audience is African-American or Hispanic, a demographic that makes up nearly a third of the Democratic primary electorate. And this is a voter base that Castro is going to have to connect with if he's going to break out. And there's another advantage for Castro. There's still a long way to go in this campaign.
Yeah, we still have 44 weeks until the Iowa caucus. I'm confident that by that time, we're going to be doing well.
But first, Castro is going to have to qualify for the political debates, and that's a question that's still up in the air. David Martin Davies reporting for the Texas Standard.